Hello, and welcome to a no-nonsense wisdom moment with Coach Lisa, where with every episode, I will give you strategies and insight that will make you uncommon on purpose. And in this no-nonsense wisdom moment, I want to talk about something that's really important. We don't talk about a lot, but the topic is pain, and it is simply pain will teach you, all right? Pain will teach you. So you ready? All right, let's go. So I got my notes here. And so this is a subject, or this is one of those talks that people don't really talk about often because it can be kind of tough. But I want to tell you something, that the wisdom behind this is something that you really need to know. Because, you know, pain is a part of life. I think we know that pain is just a part of life. And so the key, or the wisdom behind this podcast, is how do we navigate it effectively in order to minimize pain? I'm not trying to tell you to avoid pain altogether, but there's a way that we can minimize some of the pain that we encounter. Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about, because we have a measure to do that. And so if you just follow me a bit, you'll understand what I'm saying to you, all right? So the other night at our Life Care Bible study, we were talking about, you know, expectations, and we were talking about, setting the right kind of expectations. And what came up was that you need to have patience in order to have a right expectation. And that's what we were talking about. And, you know, the ability to wait is hard for a lot of people. Okay. Full disclosure, it is hard for me to wait. When I want something, I just want it when I want it. Yeah. Uh-huh. And so that can be a tough place, because waiting is very tough to do. However, the benefit that comes behind waiting, if you'll wait, you'll see a better outcome, a better benefit, when we were talking about that. So again, pain is part of life, but the pain I'm going to talk about is pain that's self-imposed. You know, sometimes we bring unnecessary pain to ourselves. Did you hear what I said? Yeah. And when you do that, pain will teach you. Pain will teach you. Uh-huh. I've also learned that pain comes with a voice, and that voice is ow. Yeah, it is. It's just ow. So let me talk about it. So the other night we were in our Life Care, as I was saying, we were talking about expectations. So one of the young ladies in our life care group, and that's a shout out to Miss Tynisha Rock. She's one of our young warriors. She's on it for the Lord. She was saying, yeah, that's my struggle. I have a hard time waiting. When I want it, I just want it. So then I asked her, I said, well, let me ask you a question. I said, when you think about one of the times that you didn't wait, what was the consequence associated? What was the pain around it? And then right out of me, it says, because pain will teach you. Did you hear me? All of a sudden, we were like, oh, yeah, pain will teach you. And right there, this podcast was birthed right there. So Miss Tynisha Rock, thank you for birthing this podcast for people to understand something about pain. So I want you to know, when you think about it, when you want that instant gratification, or when you've wanted that instant gratification for whatever it is, what was the pain point that came with it? Mm-hmm. Go back. Now, I need to tell you, this is probably a trigger warning podcast. So I need you to buckle up and get yourself ready. And if you know Coach Lisa, you know I'm not apologizing for nothing. No, I'm not, because I'm here to help you. It's a wisdom moment of truth for you, that sometimes the pain that we experience are things that we've imposed on ourselves. So I want to say, sometimes we can become numb to pain. Yeah, we can get numb. Because why? Because, and we try to medicate it. We can get numb to it because it's happened so often. So you just can shut that thing down and try to ignore it. Or we try to medicate it in different ways. I know, because I've done it. And I know many of you have done that too. But see, this is not always the right thing to do, because when you become numb to pain, that can get kind of dangerous. So now I'm going to separate something. So, you know, we can have a headache, we can have a backache, we can have knee aches. You know, the older you get, those pains start coming. Those are those physical pains. And so we take things to manage the pain. Yeah, we can take things to do that. But when it continues, you might need to go get that pain checked. Yeah. You might need to go to the doctor and let's see what's really going on, when it's that physical, when it's physiological things going on. Don't ignore that. You know, if an athlete ignores the pain in their body, it could lead to them, you know, ending their careers. And when we ignore physical pain in our body, it could be something very, very serious. And we don't want to do that. However, the pain I'm talking about in this podcast is not the physical, but it's pain that is sourced from being impulsive. Yeah. It's pain that's sourced from being rebellious. It's pain that's sourced from being unwilling to hear the wisdom being told to you to do something or to not do something. Uh-huh. It's the pain that's associated with the behaviors that keep getting us into trouble. You know, when you keep doing the same stupid, dumb stuff. Did you hear what I said? Look, we've all done it. I still have my moments of doing dumb, stupid stuff. And I'm like, Lisa, why are you doing dumb, stupid stuff? You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, some of you doing dumb, stupid stuff right now. So the pain that we can intentionally or unintentionally bring on ourselves, this pain, again, comes from those dumb decisions, from that dumb behavior when you just got triggered. Mm-hmm. So it's these things that we do to keep allowing us to experience, and I'm going to say unnecessary pain. So this pain comes from the inability to wait. Yeah, that's where it comes from. It comes from the inability to make right decisions. It's the inability, it's the lack of patience. Uh-huh. You know, patience is a virtue. And I know we don't like it, but when you can build patience, you can't be pushed a lot. So we're going to talk about that. So if you keep making these dumb decisions, if you keep going off, if you keep making, if you keep with this bad behavior, pain will teach you. Mm-hmm. The question is, will you listen when pain starts talking to you? All right. So look. So again, the lack of waiting can cause pain to have to teach you. And so I want to talk about. So when we have these pain experiences, so again, this is not the physical pain. This is that other kind of pain. I'm going to talk about it right now. Pain experiences that we do to ourselves. So I got my list here. So pain experiences. So we can experience pain when we keep choosing to be in and stay in the wrong relationship. Did you hear me? Pain experienced when you choose to get in and stay in wrong relationships. Uh-huh. Pain experiences. Pain is experienced by unwise spending. Come on, buying something that you really cannot afford to maintain. Oh, you can get it, but can you maintain it? Ooh, I said trigger. I said, yes, I'm in your business. Don't click off. Don't you click off. You better not do it. I'm talking to you. Don't go nowhere. Look, I've done some of this. So I'm not standing over here like I got it all together. I've done some of the same stupid stuff. Pain will teach you. Pain experienced by not paying attention. Mm-hmm. And possibly missing out on opportunities because, you know, you wouldn't wait for it. You just wanted to run off and just go over there doing stuff when all you had to do was just wait a minute. And now here's the pain. Yeah. Here's the tears. Here's the anger. Here's where you want to go off on everybody. But no, you need to stop it because that was you brought that pain on yourself. Uh-huh. Look, pain experienced when we're pushed by fear. Did you hear me? Fear, and listening to the wrong voices will cause you to move in the wrong direction at the wrong time with the wrong people at the wrong place. Did you hear me? Yeah. Pain experienced when, of course, we don't listen to the right people. You know why? Well, you know why we didn't listen to the right people? Because the right people weren't saying what we wanted to hear. Ooh, but those wrong voices were saying exactly what you wanted to hear. You see how you got deceived? And now you're in pain about it. Yeah, just let me talk to you. Listen, just let me talk to you. And it's going to be over in a few minutes. It's only a moment. It's a no-nonsense wisdom moment. I don't make it a no-nonsense wisdom hour. It's not a day, a month, or a year. It's a moment. Yeah, I need you to record this moment in your brain, uh-huh, so that you don't forget what I'm telling you. Uh-huh. Pain experience. Ooh, look at this. Because you're running your mouth and talking too much about things that you don't need to be talking about. You need to go over there somewhere and be quiet. You need to go over there and be quiet, but you're experiencing pain now because you've been running your mouth. You're experiencing pain now because you talk about stuff you had no business talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pain you will experience because of helping people that never ask you to help them. Yeah, you're helping people that never asked you to help them. In fact, they told you not to help them. Didn't they tell you? They told you, I don't need your help. They told you to leave them alone. They told you to back off and you did it. And now you have some sort of pain. Now you want to act like the victim. No, you're not. You're going to go back over there. You're going to sit down and stop putting your hand in where it shouldn't be. I'm pausing so that you can calm down your emotions. They didn't ask you for help. but you're just so helpful. They didn't ask you for help. Did you hear me? Coach Lisa said it. They did not ask you. And now you're in pain about it. Stop it. Stop it. Pain experienced because of moving forward when you knew you should have waited. You move forward and you signed that contract and you shouldn't. You move forward and you started that and you knew it wasn't complete yet. And you might want to call it faith, but that wasn't faith. That was foolishness and presumption. I'm going to say it again. See, there's a difference between faith, foolishness, and presumption. You can presume something, but that ain't it. And then foolishness, you just didn't have enough information to move on. You didn't have enough right information. See, faith will give you the right information to move on something. But a lot of us just triggered by emotions. I feel. Your feelings were wrong last week. And that's why you're in pain today. Did you hear what I said to you? Okay. We'll experience pain when you keep getting, this is another one, the same thing. Keep getting yourself involved in other people's business. That's none of your business, but you want to make it your business. This is where I see it a whole lot with people. And then we get our feelings hurt and we're in pain and our hearts are broken, but you're inserting yourself where you weren't invited. They didn't invite you in. Don't step into that. Save yourself some pain. I'm telling you. I need y'all to hear what I'm saying. Look. Pain experience when you're emotionally tied to the wrong people that you were warned about. Listen. You were warned, you were told, there were red flags, yellow flags, there were all kinds of flags just waving at you. There were people trying to pull you back from the cliff, but you went anyway. And now you're in this strange and painful entanglement and you don't even know how to get out. You want to get free and you don't know how to get out. Those entanglements can be painful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially when you've invested a whole lot of time and a whole lot of money. Pain experience when you're being too smart for your own good, because you think you know everything and nobody can tell you anything. That's a word to the teenagers. That's a word to you youngins out there. You listen to me. Y'all don't know nothing yet. I promise you, you don't know more than some of us older people. Some of us still learning. Some of us still walking through pain experiences. Oh yeah. But when you think you know so much and nobody can tell you anything, you're going to experience some pain. It's part of life, but you can navigate. Look, pain experience of being passed over because you wouldn't take the time to just discipline yourself. You just wanted something quick. You wanted that quick fix. You wanted that quick promotion. But I'm gonna turn around. And now you got it. But now you're not even equipped for it. And you're in pain. Ooh. Because see, somebody told you to wait. No, I can't wait. No, let me tell you something. Now you got it. Walk it out. Now you got it. Learn your way through it. You didn't have to do it that way. It was going to be tough. Listen, that promotion was going to be tough, even being equipped. It was going to be tough, even with discipline. But you went in there with your really smart self and thought you could do it. And now you're in pain. Mm-hmm. But you need a coach. You can call me. I'll help you. I try to help you. All right. Pain experience because of not getting help because you're too stubborn to see that you are your own worst enemy. You know, pain experience when people will no longer approve, sanction, or validate your bad behavior. They're not approving it no more. They're not validating anymore. So you know what they do? They start leaving you alone. They start leaving you all the way alone. And then you find yourself with no help available to you. None. Nobody will help you. Nobody wants to touch it. Nobody wants to get involved. Pain. And see, when you're in pain, you start acting out certain kinds of ways. Oh yeah, you do. When you're in pain, you can start acting out. So pain experienced by, you know what? Losing everything that you have worked so hard for, because you know what? You just want what you want. You want it when you want it. You want to act the way you want to act. You want to do what you want to do. And you expect everybody to agree with the foolishness. Did you hear what I said? But no, we don't have to. No, we don't have to join people in their pain. Listen to me. You do not have to join people in their pain. Because you know what? You got your own pain to deal with. Do you have your own pain? You have your own pain. You got your own stuff. You got your own issues. Let them go wallow in their pain because they keep choosing that. I'm trying to help you. Yeah, it can be very hard, especially when it's our children. But when they become adults, sometimes you got to back away. I know what I'm talking about. I have adult children and I've had to back away. Yeah, gotta let you experience that, baby. Cause I told you, but you didn't listen to me, and you listened to another voice. So I'm gonna let you be, and I'm gonna love you through it. Yeah, I'm gonna stand on the sidelines. I'm gonna pray you through it. Yeah. So, but see, if you're not careful, everything you work for, the pain associated with losing it all is tremendous. It is tremendous just because of a bad decision. It's tremendous. I remember the bad decisions I made, and I lost my house years and years ago. Oh, the pain along with that, the pain and the disappointment and the shame associated with it. But there were some things I learned. I won't do that again because, you know, pain was teaching me. So pain is trying to teach you. It's trying to teach you. And if you'll listen and again, stop doing that stupid stuff, you know, you can get through it. So what is it? Pain, what is it? Pain is letting you know that something is wrong. It's teaching you. Uh-huh. Pain lets you know that something out of order. So it's trying to communicate something to you. It's trying to tell you, hey, it's like, hey. Yeah, pay attention. Uh-huh. Pain reveals places of complacency and apathy in your life. And these places of apathy and complacency, they keep you stuck. They keep you angry. They keep you disappointed. They keep you hard to get along with. Pain. Pain is teaching you something. Pain is talking to you. Pain lets you know that you might need to get something checked out because just something's not right. Yeah. Something's not right. You need to go check that. You need to go check that. Yeah. See what's wrong and make the correction. Listen, pain is an advisor that something is wrong. The question is, will you listen and take its counsel, or will you just ignore it and keep doing what you want? Pain is an advisor. It's advising you of something that's wrong. It's trying to teach you. Uh-huh. Pain will wake you up. Lord, pain is that alarm clock that wakes you out of a deep sleep. You know, when you've been sleeping, all of a sudden you get startled out of that sleep. Yeah, pain is doing that. What is trying to wake you up at different times that you need to take note of? What's shaking you out of that sleep? Ooh, pain will teach you. Pain will talk to you. Pain will wake you up. Oh yeah, it'll wake you up. Listen. Pain is like that barking dog. You know, the dog is just bark, 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 just barking. But it's not the yappy dog. Uh-uh. That's the little, it's the big boy. Uh-huh. It's that big boy. And it's a big voice. Yeah. And it'll start small, like, oh, but then, it gets, oh, and it'll keep going, barking. I don't know how to bark, y'all. I don't do that well. But it'll keep making noise. And you keep trying to silence, and you keep saying, stop barking. But it's barking because it's letting you know something is happening. Who is the person that's always talking to you about something? You know, that person that keep coming on, like, why you keep talking? Leave me alone. They're that barking dog. They're that voice that keeps coming to warn you. Hey, stop doing it. Hey, but don't ignore that. They're trying to keep you from some pain. Uh-huh. And it hurts you to hear it, but it's true anyhow. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Pain. Pain is that rooster crowing every day and every day. It's like the rooster. See, roosters used to call, you know, just wake you up in the morning, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Now these roosters don't seem to know what time it is. I don't know how it is anywhere else, but down here in South Florida, roosters crow at 9 p.m. I'm like, is there any is there any sunlight? Why are you crying? You're supposed to let us know the day is starting. No, they crowing all the time. They just making noise. And the rooster's up in your window. And it's just doing a cock-a-doodle-doo thing. It's just doing that all night. It won't allow, you know, it's not going to allow you to ignore it. It's not going to allow you to get numb to the pain. That's what pain does. I'm not going to let you ignore me because I want you to do something. I'm trying to teach you something. Look, here's another one. Ooh, pain is that fire alarm sensor. You know, you know how you ever hear people online, or when you go to the house and you hear kid boop or beep, and they ain't changed the fire, they ain't changed the battery. It's just change the battery. That is the most irritating sound. Oh, I can't even stand it. And what it does, it was the old ones used to, you know, do it a long time. Now the newer ones they start off once every so often. Now the newer fangled ones, oh, they keep beeping. Some of them just keep going until you change me. Because you know what? It's important for that fire sensor to have a battery. What is pain trying to tell you? What do you need to change so that the pain will stop? Did you hear what I just said? Are you listening to me? Did you hear what I just said to you? You need to listen to what I'm telling you. Uh-huh. Look, pain, pain. So it's that irritating sound, but you need to change it so it can stop. Pain reveals a deeper issue, and it's not going to stop until you do something. Ooh, it's not going to stop. So if you're in any of the above situations, what do you think the lesson is that you need to learn? What is pain trying to teach you? And, you know, and I'm going to tell you something. The sad truth is many people will ignore pain. They'll ignore it and they'll keep doing what they do. And they'll live their whole lives in this pain experience. Always, always just learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth, never making the changes they never need that they need to make, never being willing to see what needs to be done. That to me is not a life worth living. You know, when God put you on earth, he gave you an assignment. He gave you something to do. And even though pain is part of life, you don't have to live in it. You don't have to stay in it. So how do you minimize pain? And in some circumstances, in some instances, you can avoid it. It's some. So I got some bullets. You need to have the right people in your circle. People of wisdom, you know, people that have already gone through that. Yeah. Some people have already done this. You don't have to experience it if you just pay attention. Yeah. Well, what about be willing to step back and look at the situation in front of you again? Don't just jump at everything. Don't do it. Look, give yourself some time to think rationally. Slow down and not emotionally. Think rationally. Put some logic in it. Just don't dump. Don't let your emotions drag you all over the place. Don't let them just pull you into acting. Don't let fear move you. Don't even let excitement just get you like, oh, I got to have it. Oh, I got to go. No, you don't. Just hold up a minute. Don't let fear push you. Fear will take you into pain places faster than it will ever get you out. I'm going to say it because somebody did it. Pain will take you into places faster than it will ever get you out. You need to go back to it. Be willing to wait. What's the worst thing that could happen if you wait? What's the worst thing? So look, pain is trying to tell you something. Are you listening? And you know what? Are you willing to make the changes? Pain is trying to teach you. Will you learn or will you just keep doing the dumb stuff that gets you into trouble? Pain will teach you to wait. Just hold up a minute. Pain will teach you to stop before the accident takes place. You know that stop sign? That stop sign was stop meant stop. I remember when my father was alive, my daddy was teaching me to drive. I'm going to rabbit trail, a bunny trail, just a minute. And so one day he's teaching me. And so I rolled through the stop sign. Emery Gibson said, baby, you know, the stop sign means stop. He said, you know, and stop means stop. It doesn't mean yield. It doesn't mean roll through. It doesn't mean think about. It means to stop. He went on for 20 minutes about the meaning of the stop sign. You know what? You see, I'm talking about it. I still remember today when I get to a stop sign by the roll through, I could just hear his voice. Baby, you know, stop means stop. Listen, pain is trying to teach you something. Stop before the accident takes place. Pain will teach you to not move forward. Pain will tell you to stay away from them. Oh, them, whoever them are that are not good for you, pain is going to teach you to stay away from them. Pain will teach you to stay away from that. Don't touch that anymore. Pain. Remember the pain last time? Remember what that felt like last time? You want to do that again? You want to feel that again? Okay, it could happen for you. Pain will make you wiser than you will ever thought you could be. Pain will make you wiser than you ever thought you could be. It will do that. And it will do that if you will follow its instruction. Pain carries some wisdom with it. I know that sounds strange, but it's wisdom like don't touch it and don't do it. So pain is trying to wake you up before it's too late. Pain will teach you, and it has a good lesson to teach you. The question is, are you willing to learn? Are you willing to hear? Because if you do, you will be so much better for it. All right. Okay. I'm done. I'm done with that no-nonsense wisdom moment. Hey, thank you for taking time to listen and or watch. This is our new segment that we're rolling out. So we're doing our podcast in video form. So I hope you enjoyed it. And you know what? Keep listening, keep sharing. The podcast is in all the major podcast outlets. So keep sharing with everybody. I'm so glad you're here. And with that being said, I'm done. I am Coach Lisa. I'm accepting clients and I can help you see what you need to see. Hear what you need to hear and do what you need to do to get past those bumps in your life. I can help you do that. So give me a call. Reach out to me. My telephone number is 954 954- 470-9779. And my email address is coachlisa@nonontraining.com. Yes, I answer my own phone and I respond to my own emails, and I would love to help you and become your coach. All right. So I'm done. So now you go and you have an amazing no nonsense day. I'm hitting the mic and everything. So sorry. Go have an amazing no nonsense day. And listen, pain will teach you what are you supposed to learn, and stop doing that dumb stuff. Did you hear what I said to you? Stop it. All right. I'll see you and talk to you next time. Bye-bye.